When you give alms, when you pray, and when you fast. Jesus, in today's gospel, refers to these three fundamental practices that were required by the Mosaic Law. His listeners were very familiar with these practices. In fact, so familiar that they had become hypocrites. They were religious in their behavior, but not in their heart. Jesus, with great precision, decides not to throw out these practices. He doesn't get rid of them, but he decides to give them a new depth. He doesn't say, when you pray, he doesn't say, if you pray, but when you pray, when you fast. And so he asks them to keep doing these practices as he does to us in this season of Lent, but to take them up with a new audience. We take up these Lenten practices in the audience of our Heavenly Father. Indeed, Lenten practices are not to impress others, or even really to improve ourselves. Lent is not a self-improvement program. No, Lent is a season. It's a season to renew our relationship with our Heavenly Father. He is the one who sees in secret and the one who rewards. And he gives the rewards that only he can give, which are peace and joy. Yes, Lent is a season of joy, a season of great joy. Jesus says this when he talks about fasting. He says, when you fast, do not look gloomy. Do not look gloomy when you fast like the hypocrites. Be joyful. Now, as human persons, as human beings, we are a mix. We are a mix of animal and spirit, if you will. And so we have our need for animal joys, right? We like to eat cheesecake. Mm-hmm. We have our animal joys, and we have our spiritual joys. And these are much deeper, like forgiveness, like love. And what truly makes us human, what truly sets us apart, are these spiritual joys. And during Lent, there will be a temptation to be gloomy because we miss our cheesecake and we miss all of the things that maybe we have given up. But fasting and self-denial, these practices, they're meant to create space, not just in our stomachs, but in our souls. They're meant to create space for spiritual joys. And you could say the same thing for almsgiving and for prayer. All three of them are meant to help us, help detach us from the desires of the flesh, which can easily overtake our desire for spiritual joys. Now, this is a basic truth that's not just Christian. It's almost just human. Right? There's many other religions who practice self-denial, who take up these good behaviors, these practices. And sometimes even more strictly than Christians do. But what is unique to Christianity is that we have a God who hungers for us. The 40 days of Lent remind us of those 40 days of Jesus that he spent in the desert. He spent them fasting and praying and battling temptation for us. And so in Lent, we too wish to go to the desert. We want to be in the desert with Jesus. Now, have you ever been to a desert? I was there once, by accident. Some friends and I decided to go on a hike in northern Spain. It's kind of a famous pilgrimage route called the Camino, El Camino. And we decided to begin our journey in a town called Burgos. And we just picked this city because we figured we had 15 days to walk. And if we start in Burgos after 15 days, we should be in Compostela at the end of the pilgrimage. Now, beginning in Burgos means beginning about halfway through the journey. And what we learned later was that when most pilgrims arrive at Burgos, they actually get in a train and they skip ahead about 4 days worth of walking. And this is because for 4 days, beginning at Burgos, you're walking through the desert. And it's very stark. And to this day, though, I'm very happy that we began in Burgos. We didn't know any better. We just started there. But my memories of this trip, the best memories I have, are from the desert. Partly because there was nobody out there besides us. Luckily, there was a place to drink water and to stay. But the desert is a place of simplicity. And it's very beautiful, actually. In the desert, little things take on a great importance, like the sunrise and the sunset. Even the colors stand out more, like the flowers, the red flowers seem very red. And you start to notice like the shapes of rocks because it's kind of boring, so you just start to notice the little things. You're forced in the desert to use your spiritual powers, to use your imagination and your memory. It's amazing how many song lyrics you remember from middle school. You don't know that you remember them, but they're there in your memory. And in the desert, when you look straight ahead, your vision, the majority of your vision is the sky, especially if it's flat. Right? The blue sky occupies most of your vision. And this is what Lent should be for us. Lent is a time when we want heaven to occupy most of our vision. Lent is supposed to be a season, yes, of self-denial, but for the sake of simplicity, for the sake of little things taking on greater importance. In Lent, we want to simplify so that we can see more clearly. We can see our little attachments to sin, our little defects that Jesus wants to work on, our temptations. We do greater battle against our temptations, just like Jesus did in the desert. And so if our lives have become overgrown or complicated, because that can easily happen, Lent is a time for us to hear the call of Jesus, right? To return to him. To return to him in great simplicity. To be with him in the desert, in the joyful desert of Lent. Now, there will be a temptation to get on the train, to skip the desert. We're going to want to return to our cheesecake after about 10 days of Lent. But this is not what Jesus is calling us to. He's calling us to spiritual joys. He's calling us to be with him in the desert. Because there we have our meeting place with God, our God who is gracious, our God who is merciful, who is slow to anger, abounding in mercy, and truly a God who hungers for us.